Welcome to season one of the Navuna Business Finance Sustainability Podcast. In this first season, we are getting the viewpoints from people with the business on how important that sustainability is for them. So for this episode, I'm joined by Richard Thompson, who's an account manager for Navuna Business Finance. Hello, Richard. Nice to see you. Let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about you and tell me about your journey into sustainability.
Wow, so I've been with Navuna Business Finance for around 10 years now. As the business is grown and sustainability is becoming more important, we now have the opportunity to go out and seek ways of doing things differently from what we had done previously. It's now so cemented in our hearts and in our brains to really take the extra step if it benefits us all. So we take our sustainability opportunities forward as far as we can.
It's clearly very important for a business opportunity, but that greener future, how important is that for you personally?
For me personally, it's massive. I've got two young children, a two-year-old and a six-year-old, and I've done things around my house to make things more sustainable. So for example, I've got sensor lights, so when you walk into a room, it goes on. When you walk out, it goes straight off. Things like my car, it's electric. My front garden is being designed with plants to encourage wildlife, not to scare wildlife. I need to do what I can to make sure that my two children and the rest of the world and animals and everybody else and plants, have a better future.
What was the light bulb moment for you in terms of that journey? Was it having kids and suddenly realizing the world that they were growing up in?
It was myself. When I was younger, I couldn't join the army because I had asthma. And that was one real kick in life. So I couldn't do something because of asthma. And, pollution causes, breathing difficulties in people and asthma. So I don't want my children to have anything to stop them from doing what they want to do.
Tell us a little bit about your day-to-day business. What do you do for Navuna Business Finance?
What I do for Navuna Business Finance is help support SMEs by a channel within Navuna Business Finance called Manufacturer and Dealer. I look after a number of customers who will be selling equipment to their end user, and I'm the point of contact to help structure opportunities to help grow their business. It's not easy to just switch your business from being, using certain fuels or ways of working. You need to kind of, put the steps in place to get you there. I feel there's good government incentives that helps businesses to get there. But then I do think on the other hand that, they could be doing a lot more to support the smaller businesses and larger businesses. If we can stick to our plans, And if we do it together, I think we will get there.
And do you think that's one of the issues with small businesses is that there is the will to drive towards sustainability, but there is lack of knowledge or just overwhelmingness in terms of that first step, and that's where you come in?
Yeah, of course, yeah, definitely. So, for example, a business might be heavily relying on diesel machinery, and we support our dealers, and they might have a new piece of equipment, let's say, which is sustainable, and we want to be able to support funding that asset, the sustainable asset, in addition to the other stuff to help make the switch easier, and not do anything differently that we have done before, but just if it's a higher purchase agreement, put on a higher purchase agreement. Just because it's running off lithium battery doesn't mean that you've got to do anything different, or just make the switch nice and easy for them. And we do find a lot of our dealers are introducing more sustainable products, and it's a big thing for them. Sustainability isn't, just awesome thing you should do, put in the business plan. It should be the norm.
Change is always difficult, isn't it?
Yes,
change,
yeah.
Particularly for established businesses,
yeah.
Small businesses can be quite scary. So it is about, as you say, helping them through that, isn't it?
It is. I mean, an example of myself moving from a diesel vehicle to an electric vehicle, I found it very challenging.
Did you get range anxiety?
I did. And one journey which should have took 4 hours took 8 hours. And you know, it was hard. But I looked back at it and I thought, what did I do wrong? And the first thing was that I didn't plan my journey. When you start your journey, plan your journey in mind. Moving forward now is, how far can I go? What's around there? Point A doesn't work, go to point B. Point B, point C, go back to point A. If C's not working, but, you know, and having that range anxiety has certainly made me want to support businesses to not have that feeling, because it's not nice. And then that's why it's important to make sure that sustainability is accessible.
So that's why it makes you very good in terms of your job, because as you mentioned about the things that you've done around your house, yeah, and changing to the electric vehicle, you understand, you've lived this journey, so you're able to help other people with that.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. You know, one of my customers, he worked for a dealer up in Newcastle, and he made the switch to electric car, but he had a lot of conversations with me about, you know, why should he? Yeah, you've got to pass on the experience, and sometimes it's, you know, bad experience creates the better experience for the next person.
Tell me a little bit about one of your clients that you've had in terms of you've helped them with the finance and they've done extremely well.
We had a partnership with a dealer, an agricultural dealer, for about 15 years, and they really wanted to, you know, diverse into sustainable products. They sell branded equipment which is created elsewhere, and then they just sell it on. But they wanted to do something really different, something that nobody else had done. And they picked up on the government was scrapping tax rebates on red diesel. So they were looking at the battery storage facilities. And after a couple of years market research, they went for it. They created a company to hire out battery storages. And because we've had a relationship with them for a long time, we received the opportunity because they understood our goals and our beliefs. And, you know, they'd worked with us a long time and we've always given our best service. And when they presented us with the opportunity, it was huge, it was massive. These battery storage units weren't cheap, and they were setting up. And you can't just hire one out. You're not going to get a yen back. You're not going to get any money. You needed a lot of these batteries. So we worked tight with them, close to them. We understood the business plan. We ended up funding an awful lot of batteries for them. And we really, really supported them making that change from what they normally did day to day into doing something sustainable.
So they saw an opportunity in the market. They saw the gap in the market. Yeah. They worked towards that, but they couldn't have done it without you, because they needed the finance, and you were the people that said, actually, we see that gap too, and we support it.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, like I mentioned, it's all green, it's all sustainable. It's a goal of ours is to support that, and we've never done it before. So do we just say no because we don't know how to do it? Do we know what the actual, are these assets actually worth what they are? Can they actually do what they say? Are we going to be left with a business that, you know, falls within the first year? No, because we believed in the product, we believed in our customer, and we believed in the reason why the actual end user needed these bits of equipment is because of our environment.
So you understood everything from the beginning, as it were, to the end, didn't you? Yes. Then that allows you to use that expertise to make that decision. Will help this dealer.
We ended up funding an awful lot for them. We established the funding, more opportunity come because word got round, and it was great.
And I believe they sold the company for a lot of money.
They have, yes. So
and how does that make you feel?
I'm super proud, because it's I was looking back on an email from our customer today, believe it or not, from the first actual, you know, when they reached out to us, and it was just a straight line, this is what we're going to do, how can you help us? And it went from there. We've helped them achieve their goals. They've got expertise they've diversified their business, and the company that has acquired it are on a larger scale, national, and it's going to be more accessible to people to use these assets, which are going to be better for us, better for the environment.
So indirectly, your finance is helping scalability of this particular aspect of sustainability.
Yeah, no, definitely, and I think we do that very well. You know, we listen to the customer because we believe in that we should be finding a way to do things because of what the end result would look like. And on this occasion, we've scaled it up, and yeah, we might not be funding any more assets now, but we were part of that journey, and we know that we've made a difference to the environment.
I'm going to read you a little fact. 72% of business leaders say the cost of living crisis has made them more motivated as a business to be more sustainable. Are you surprised by that? Would you not think that's counterintuitive? Because obviously, if a cost of living crisis, you're trying to control your costs.
I personally thought that would have been higher. And the rationale for that is the cost of living cost is down to our heavy reliance on fossil fuels to power our grid. If you're a business, you want to plan for the future. If you've got a 5-year plan, you can build in sustainable ways of changing to kind of phase out what the higher expenditure is at the moment. And then they'll see the results if they did make the change. 72% is great. But I would be honest, I thought it would have been a lot higher because as a personal use of electricity and gas, you know, my bills have trebled. I'm constantly trying to find a way to reduce that and not rely on that main source.
So with the small businesses you deal with, you are seeing that appetite for change, that desire to move towards sustainability.
Oh, yes, definitely. They get excited when they phone you to say, can you fund this? Because they think you're not. Because it's something new, something different. It's not the norm. And then when they say yes, and then we talk to them about our sustainability goals. We follow, you know, the 17 United Nations commitment sustainability goals. The surprise because they think it's something too different for us, but it's not. You know, I believe our business will continue to drive forward, you know, the funding to help businesses, small businesses, large businesses, and what we do at work to take it back in our personal life to, you know, to make a change.
You have talked about your children. You have talked about your own journey. You have talked about what you do with businesses. Are you a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of guy when it comes to a net zero future?
Personally, I'd say half empty. Business-wise, half full, because I'm working for a business that is making me believe that we're going to get to the top. Personally, I feel our government could support us a lot better. You know, you can't always blame the government, but I think that they talk a good talk about where we need to be and what we need to do. But I feel we're not reached our potential. Yeah, no, if I can answer twice, yeah, half empty personally. But that won't stop me from doing things that I can do. But business-wise, yeah, definitely, we're full, we're going for it.
So the government may have been talking the talk but not walking the walk, but in terms of business, they're doing both.
Businesses, we're leading the way, we're driving it forward, we're looking at what has been spoken at, you know, certain summits, certain meetings. We as a business, as individuals, can do things differently. We've done this. We've did that, and that's our own initiative, that's our own drive. I think businesses like us are pushing forward and shouting really what small SMEs need, large businesses need, and, you know, help us.
Richard Thompson, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.